Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 73rd Venice Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by actor Antonio Della Torre, who is acting, of course, in The Fury of a Patient Man. That's presented here at the festival. Thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you very much. My pleasure.
Let's help our listeners to understand what this film is about. Would you perhaps be able to tell them a little bit about your character in the film, first of all?
And I would say José is a man, a normal man, a man who's never been involved in anything violent in his life, probably no fighting during the teenager age, naive, I mean, with an enthusiastic way, I mean, some naive way of looking at the life, but suddenly something terrible happens into his life. And he's going to take a path into hell because of that. I would say that the Fury of the Patient Man is a thriller about a trip of a man who can't avoid to the revenge, who can't avoid to take the violence like a response.
How do you get into a part that requires such focus, such intensity?
I can't tell you how. I don't have a form. I mean, it's like I try. I always say that I try not to play character. Try to play real person, real life. For me, real life is a source of inspiration. Obviously, for my character. 2 years ago, I'm coming to my mind one movie I shot. I went to Toronto as well. It's called Cannibal. Obviously, I can't practice as a cannibal, and fortunately, in my life, nothing as hard as that. The conflict with Jose happened. Mm. But my way of acting is trying to figure out what I would do in that situation, how I would deal with that. Mm. And it was the idea of the conflict. But you see, this is a man that he's obviously not used to the use of violence.
Yeah.
But sorry, it's difficult for me to talk about the movie without a spoil. You know.
Oh yeah.
But the thing is, one, and you know what I'm talking about. One, he's opened the door, the first scene when he and he changed. So I did it, and it happened. Sometimes I have the chance of talking with people. We did something, I mean, terrible in his life, something forbidden in some way.
Yeah.
And all the people say that once you open the door, so you're straight ahead.
Actually, that's
amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing the way that of human behavior. We are capable of doing the best and the worst. Sorry.
That's true, yeah. And actually, that reminds me of something that I was just talking to the director of the film, Raoul, and he said that he really did go for that sense of realism. That's also like, you know, you mentioned that it's amazing how human beings are. These things can happen. Did you understand that need for realism in the film when you first saw the script?
Yeah, of course. I would tell you more than this. I would tell you this. For me, this is the best compliment I ever received in my life. I remember one movie. We came here with a movie, Dark Blue, Almost Black. We came here 10 years ago, precisely.
Yeah.
Raoul was an actor in another movie, it's curious, coming up to my mind. Mm-hmm. And to Venice Day section. I remember for that movie was the first important role in my career, and in this last decade, fortunately, cross finger and touch wood, my career changed. I talk a lot. I'm going straight to the point. One friend of mine told me that because my role was a prisoner, it's very complicated. And one friend of mine told me that he went to see the movie with a judge that he used to make interviews with prisoner with people that, and he said, this guy looked like all the people that came into my judge in front of me every day. It's like, doesn't look an actor. He looks like a real man who is in prison.
Yeah.
It was the best compliment that I ever received.
I see.
Did you know? Yes, of course. It's, do you know what I'm trying to say? It's like...
It's like you have it in you already. It's something that you have in...
Yeah, my dream, obviously, as much as you are working, especially in Spain with my faces, it's recognizable. Uh-huh. Obviously, people know you. But my dream is if you were here, you see the movie and you ask the director, he's an actor or he is a man,
a normal man? Like a chameleon, like seeing acting as being a
chameleon. Yeah, 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 yeah.
You change your skin and you change.
Yeah, exactly. Which, for me, it's the dream, trying to. But, you know, sometimes happens, and I don't know how to do.
Well, it happens in this film for sure. And as a matter of fact, just as a final question, could you tell me a little bit about your collaboration with Raoul?
Well, I can tell you some anecdotes. It's funny because, you know, we are friends. We are really like brothers.
Yeah.
We met each other in that movie I told you, and in that last decade we have became a very, very close friend. And we share the same way of acting. And confidence sometimes is like for good and for the bad. He used to, can't you believe it that sometimes before the scene, do you remember the scene, I can tell you to the audience, but I can tell you the scene when I do.
Yeah.
I'm making a gesture and the interviewer is understanding.
He's miming it.
Exactly. And you know what he did? He told me, drink this. It was chili from Mexico. Awful, like a poison of the devil.
Really?
And I say, hold on. And he said, blam, began to slam my face very hard.
Wow.
And said, sorry, brother. Hold on. And shut up. Keep it to you. Action. And you know the funny thing that and he say action and they began to shoot. It was exactly the last moment when I take the swing and get. And the funny thing is my face becoming red.
Yeah.
For real. And it was, we make jokes after that. Fuck you want it. But some way we were proud of the result.
That's an incredible behind the scenes moment.
Yeah, it's very funny. But you know that the funny thing is when he went to the edition hall to make the final cut,
yeah.
On the screen, my face was so red that it seemed that you have done by electronically. You know, you have done like manipulating the negative.
Yeah.
Like it's something technical, not really. And he couldn't hold all the scene because he's too much. People is going to think that it's not real, that I did it with the computer.
Yeah.
Can you believe it?
But that's that.
But no, it's funny. But we did another thing. I can tell you, we understand the same way. Trying to look the real. Trying to experiment in ways to get real. Taking, because it was a tough job because the film was shot in cinema. In HD.
Yeah, in film. Yeah.
In film. Exactly. Analog. Thank you. Yeah. In film. Thank you very much. And the thing is, there's no longer laboratory in Spain.
Yeah.
You know, positive in the. I mean, making the negative and turning into. So we have to send the copy to Romania, Romania, to Bucharest every day. It was a big deal, and it was six weeks of shooting, and you cannot, for the people that are not get used to. To film the thing is very expensive.
Yeah, you can't.
So you can't repeat a lot of takes.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be very clear on what you are doing.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you are going to cut the budget and the producer is going to jail and it's a mess. Sorry, I talk so much.
But thank you very much. It was a great pleasure. It was a lot of fun talking to you. Behind the scenes stuff is always great to hear. Thanks a lot. Congratulations.
My pleasure.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.